Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
We were raised on country music. Born and bred on Mother White. We were raised on country music. So you know, we were brought up right.
Walks across the fertile land and worries about the new highway that's planned. And he recalls when he was just a lad, how hard he worked to clear the land.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in our house in Saginaw Bay.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here's your old host with the most, country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for next hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a 3-hour celebration to what would have marked the 100th birthday of one of our true legends of Canadian country music, Papa Joe Brown, of the famed Family Brown. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane into the Ottawa Valley and one of its truest legends. Here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawa.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
My knees are getting chilly, but I feel no fear nor pain. I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane.
Like Papa Joe's summer gone, but their tradition still lives on.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here's your old host with the most, country western music, for another Sunday morning here at CFRC 101.9 FM. Also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of St. Lawrence River, where this is recorded weekly. We can also be heard, as mentioned, via CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of Limestone City of Ontario, Canada, and also throughout the Durham and Greater Toronto area via our home on the internet at OshawaRocks.com. And also, we have a YouTube channel where this program is uploaded weekly, and that is under the YouTube channel Way Back with Johnny. With that mentioned, we will be remembering the first family of Canadian country music in the Ottawa Valley today, and also its founder, the legendary Papa Joe, who was born 100 years ago yesterday, August 30th in 1925, in Amherst, Nova Scotia. Born Joseph William Brown, but forever remembered affectionately as Papa Joe Brown, he will forever be remembered as the father figure to many of today's legends in the Ottawa Valley. Before forming the Family Brown, he was of course a member of the Happy Wanderers, and even before that, he was part of the Nova Scotia-based Hillbilly Jewels, along with his sister Viv. With that mentioned, the Family Brown was first formed in 1967 and gained national fame throughout Canada through their television program as well as many recordings. Today it is my hope to try and remember a legacy of a man who passed away some almost 40 years ago at the age of 60. In 1986, he passed away. And today, I would like to remember Papa Joe Brown with a lot of his music. So let's open up today's program with two of the most beloved songs of the Family Brown. First will be their classic called Pioneers. Then we'll follow with an old-time classic and one of my all-time favorites, which I think all of us can relate to. And that, of course, is Raised on Country Music. And in many ways, yes, as mentioned, I think we all were raised on country music. With that, I would like to welcome you all in, friends, and say happy 100th centennial birthday to Papa Joe Brown up there in heaven. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Tommy sang about a traveling man. Of the sun's low. We'll throw that old strawberry roll.
Well, they rode the rails and they rode the range.
They rode high on the winds of change.
They carved their place and they made their fame.
And the Hall of Honor bears their name.
Pioneers, they're the legends
Born and bred on Mother
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome you all back in here to the Way Back with Johnny show. I would like to begin this program, as we usually do, with sending out some special dedications. First, we would like to send out a song to my beloved Mama Dawn. So for Mama today, it'll be a song going out to her by another longtime television host of Canadian country music, none other than Canada's country gentleman, Tommy Hunter, and a song called Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Then we'll follow with a song going out in loving memory of late granny, who also was born in Nova Scotia in the 1930s, came west to Toronto and then to Kingston during the 1940s. With that, it'll be a song by Hank Snow and My Nova Scotia Home going out to my late granny. Then we'll follow with an early recording, which is one of the earliest recordings that I know of by Papa Joe Brown, called You're a Little Doll, Darn It All. With that, it's going to be one of his earliest releases, which was the A-side of a two-sided 45 single that was released in 1957 on Spartan label. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in here on CFRC 101.9 FM and yes, SashaRocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
He got here red and wrinkled, scared and crying. Then she took him up and held him to her breast. And he sure was glad to get what Mama offered. Then he went to sleep and put his fears to rest. It didn't seemed to matter what he needed. He could always count on Mama to supply. And regardless of the sleep she might be losing, he always found a twinkle in her eye. There ought to be a hall of fame for moms. Creation's most unique and precious pearl. And heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. She taught him all the attributes of greatness that she knew he couldn't learn away from home. And by the time she wore the cover off her Bible, her hair was gray, her little man was gone. There ought to be a hall of fame for moms, creation's most unique and precious pearl. And heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Yes, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
There's a place I'll always cherish neath the blue Atlantic skies, where the shore's down in Cape Breton bids the golden sun to rise. And the fragrance of the apple blossoms praise the dew-kissed lawn, back in dear old Nova Scotia, a place where I was born. The Scotian and the Ocean Limited and the Maritime Express, their mighty engines throbbing make their way towards the west. And the sturdy fishing schooner sways so lazily to and fro. Nova Scotia is my sanctuary and I love it so. great dominion, I have traveled far and wide, where the shores out in Vancouver kiss the blue Pacific tide. I have crossed the snow-capped Rockies, saw the wheat fields golden blaze, headed back to Nova Scotia where contented cattle graze. Where the purty robin redbreast seeks its loved ones in the tree, and the French dialect in old Quebec keeps calling out to me. It seems to say be on your way, there's a welcome at the door, where the kinfolks are waiting on that gay Atlantic shore. Rockbound coast of Newfoundland, I love them till I die. But if God came here on earth with us and asked if he could rest, I'd take him to my Nova Scotia home, the place that I love best.
Your sights on me, darn it all. I haven't got a chance, darn it all. Not a itty bitty chance, darn it all. All you do is wink those eyes and you got me hypnotized, cause you're such a little doll, darn it all. Time had come, I knew, for you're such a little doll, darn it all. You're a little doll, darn it all. You're just a little doll, darn it all. You're as sweet as you can be, but I'm young and fancy free, so don't set your sights on me, darn it all. Down the aisle, darn it all. And I see your victory smile, darn it all. But I'll be glad to say I do, for darling, I love you, cause you're such a little doll, darn it all.
I'm eastbound 401. I wanna rise with the morning sun.
Hello, this is Eddie Eastman, singer of Eastbound 401. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back Johnny. I hope you're enjoying the show.
I'm eastbound 401.
Now, friends, I have been paying tribute to the Ottawa Valley throughout this program today. Of course, the father figure of the Ottawa Valley was always Papa Joe Brown. But with that mentioned, I'd like to pay tribute to the Way Back with Johnny Woodlock show today and take a little trip up into the Ottawa Valley with another selection of Ottawa Valley legends. First of all, we're going to mention that in 1957, the original Happy Wanderers band was first formed with such legends as Papa Joe Brown, of course, Bob King from down here in Joyceville, just up the road from Kingston here, and the legendary fiddle player Ward Allen, among others. Pay tribute to solo recordings by each of these members that I just announced. With that mentioned, we would also like to send out a special song to my dear friends and radio family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret, in Eganville, Ontario. For them today, it'll be a song by Bob King, one of Uncle Ray's favorite singers, and an old-time classic titled Old Log Cabin for sale. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my radio friends and mentor, Vic and his wife, Linda May Garbutt of Iron Prairie, Ontario. Now, Vic has a wonderful 3-hour program every Sunday evening over CJHR, Valley Heritage Radio from Renfrew, Ontario, from 7 to 10. Anyways, for them, it'll be a song by the legendary Papa Joe Brown and a song he recorded that Bill Anderson wrote many years ago called Peel Me an Anner. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than Ward Allen, the legendary fiddle player, who composed one of the most famous fiddle tunes out of the Ottawa Valley. Now, I know my good friend Tom Wilson likes a good fiddle tune, so we're going to send this out to him today. It's going to be the all-time classic titled Maple Sugar. With that, here's my salute to the original Happy Wanderers.
While strolling along in the country, reviewing the scenes new and old, I found an old-fashioned log cabin, so beautiful there to behold. A stranger was standing in silence, his eyes firmly fixed on the door. My heart ached and pitied to see him, for these were the words that it bore. And the sign it read, an old cabin for sale, and an old oaken bucket and well. Easy terms, just keep an old log on the fire, and a light burning bright in the dell. Many years an old couple so patiently looked for their boy whose last promise did fail. Now the old rocking chair will be rocking no more. There's an old log cabin for sale. A welcome I read on the floor mat, an old grated rug by the door. The hands of an angel had made, with many a prayer prayed before. In an old rocking chair on she waited, for one glimpse of him how she yearned. And now she was standing in silence, too late, yes, too late he'd return. And the sign it read, an old cabin for sale, an old oaken bucket and well. Easy terms, just keep an old log on the fire, and a light burning bright in the dell. Many years an old couple so patiently looked for their boy whose last promise did fail. Now the old rocking chair will be rocking no more. There's an old log cabin for sale.
There I was in all of my innocence, loving you with all of my mind. Come to find I didn't have any sense. You had a different party every night. Peel me a natter, toss me a peanut, I'll come swinging from a coconut tree. Peel me a natter, toss me a peanut, you sure made a monkey out of me. Gave you kisses and I gave you loving, tried to please your every little whim. It all added up to a big fat nothing. That's right, you up and run away with him. Peel me a natter, toss me a peanut, I'll come swinging from a coconut tree. Peel me a natter, toss me a peanut, you sure made a monkey out of me. Loving and I gave you kisses, tried to please your every little whim. It all added up to a big fat nothing. That's right, you up and run away with him. Peel me a natter, toss me a peanut, I'll come swinging from a coconut tree. Peel me a natter, toss me a peanut, you sure made a monkey out of me.
beside that river, that mighty river, that rolling river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence.
Now, friends, I would like to welcome to the Wayback with Johnny show a very special guest of honor. Now, during my career in radio, I have had a top 10 list of most wanted to do interviews. So, with that mentioned, this next guest has been in the top 5 of the top 10 list for many years. So, it is an honor to welcome to the program the eldest child of the legendary Family Brown and a much beloved son of Papa Joe Brown himself. Today's tribute artist is, of course, Papa Joe Brown, and this next guest is his eldest son, Barry Brown, singer-songwriter and one amazing storyteller as well. Today, in a two-part interview, I would like to welcome him today to our program. And yes, he is in his own right a true singer-songwriter, but also a true legend in his own time, just like his father was. With that mentioned, please welcome to the program, in this first part of a two-part interview, my good friend and a true inspiration to many of us fans of country music in Canada, Barry Brown. Now, following this interview, first part of this two-part interview, we will hear an all-time favorite that the Family Brown recorded many years ago, titled Our Number Two. So with that, here now is a good friend of mine and a good friend of yours from Ontario here, Mr. Barry Brown of the Family Brown.
It's good to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. I've been wanting to interview you for many years, Barry. Yes. You are a legend yourself.
Well, thank you very much. I was very fortunate to grow up in a country music family. My dad was playing music long before I was born, so I sort of grew up into it and started writing and playing music at a young age, along with my sisters, LaWanda and Tracy. And from that, the Family Brown came to be, and we had about 25 years, really good years together.
Yes, for sure, and a lot of great songs, too, yes. So, let's go back to, your father was born, Joe Brown, in Amherst, Nova Scotia, 100 years ago when this airs, August 30th.
I can't believe that, yep.
Time sure flies, doesn't it?
It really does, yes. It'd be something if you could, you were alive today to see the world changed.
That's for sure.
How much for the better, and sometimes not for the better, but
yes,
just to see how everybody's doing, all those kids and everything are doing. So
exactly.
His grandkids.
So what was life like? Did your dad ever talk about his childhood? Or
he talked about it a little bit. I was a lot closer. All of us kids were a lot closer with my mom's family, which are from Wilt, Ontario.
Of course.
Very close,
yeah,
to where you are.
Yeah.
So that's where the family we really got to know well, but we did quite often see my dad's family when we were touring down east in the Maritimes, and he told us a few stories about growing up in Amherst, about just being part of a huge family. I think there was 9 brothers and sisters.
Oh, wow.
And he and his sister Viv, my Aunt Viv, started up playing music and started a band called the Hillbilly Jewels.
Of course, yes.
And
yes.
They had an accordion player by the name of Randy Stewart for Washington State.
Okay.
And then over the years, other members came into that band, like Sam Learning, who actually went on to marry my Aunt Viv.
Oh.
And they have a great gospel family, great singers, their 2 daughters. And so, yeah, he tells a few stories about those early years, but not a lot.
Not a lot.
I remember him always joking when he was a youngster growing up in Nova Scotia that his parents said, now you're getting old, Joe, and it's time for you to go out and educate the world to the ways of the Nova Scotians.
So what brought him westbound to Ontario?
I think just work. I really do. I think he and Viv and the Hillbilly Jewels had done a lot of work in the Maritimes over for a number of years. They used to do, back in those days, they would do a live radio show on a local radio station, whether it was Antigonish or Bridgewater or I'm trying to think some of the other towns they were in down east. But they would do a live radio show and then promote their nightly concert in a local hall or fair or whatever, and that's how they made their living down there.
For sure.
And then after a while, I guess you sort of run dry in an area, and so they went west to Ontario, did the same thing there, the Hillbilly Jewels, through throughout. Well, they were on CKWS in Kingston
of
for
course,
a long
yes,
time.
Yes.
And then they were in Peterborough. They went to Owen Sound, where I was born. Then they went to CHML Hamilton, where my sister LaWanda was born. Then they came back to Kingston, CKWS, where my sister Lori was born.
I see.
And then finally he went to Ottawa, CFRA.
Of course,
and at
yes,
that point,
yes,
he joined a new band called the Happy Wanderers.
That's right.
Which operated out of the Ottawa Valley and were a huge band in the Ottawa area. They played a live show every afternoon or every lunch on CFRA, and then they did their shows all over the Ottawa Valley in dance halls, at fairgrounds, that kind of thing. So
for sure.
In the Happy Wanderers, you had Bob King.
Yes.
It was basically started by Ken Reynolds, who used to promote Wilf Carter back in the day and a whole bunch of different artists.
Okay.
But there was my dad, Joe Brown, Bob King, guitar and singing, Ken Reynolds, the promoter, Ken Davidson on steel guitar and lead guitar, and the legendary Ward Allen on fiddle.
Of course, yes.
And then years later, the gentleman who would become our manager with the Family Brown, Ron Sparling, joined the Happy Wanderers as a drummer for the last
yes,
few years. And then eventually, again, bands sort of become very popular, and then things change, and they're not as popular, and they disbanded, and that's when Family Brown started.
Okay. And what year would have the Family of Brown had started, Barry?
I'm estimating around 1969, 1970.
Okay. Okay.
Because we had been going about 2 or 3 years, just playing locally in the Ottawa area and in the Quebec side.
Yes.
And I had been writing then for a couple of years. Ron and my dad and I, and well, the whole band, we went to Toronto a couple of times and did some showcasing for different labels. And finally, we met a man by the name of Gary Buck, a record singer-songwriter and record producer. And he did a record, produced a record for us in Toronto, and which was released on MCA Records.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our number 2 album.
And that's my very favorite song of yours, Barry. Yes.
Oh, well, thank you.
How did that song come about?
That song came about basically because of the town of Wilton, where my mom was born, which is not far from Kingston. And I should give a little plug for Wilton. I just did it about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
We do a fundraiser for the Wilton Cemetery.
Of course, where Joe is buried. Yes.
Yeah, we hold it in the what used to be the Wilton United Church, which is now a town hall.
Yes.
It's still a beautiful old limestone building. So we do a fundraiser there, and basically that started over 35 years ago. LaWanda, Tracy, and I did it for years and years, and then LaWanda had problems with her hearing and couldn't hear well enough to sing anymore. And then the past couple of years, Tracy hasn't been able to be there with me, but we're still doing it. Be there again next spring. It's usually late May, early June.
Okay.
That we do that show in there. And
right around the time that Papa Joe passed away, then.
It is, actually, yes. So we do that every year. But the song Our Number 2 came from that time period, the late 60s, early 70s, when a lot of young people were leaving small towns.
Okay.
To go into the big cities. I guess maybe it's always happened, but I don't think it's happening as much now. I actually think there's more of a migration back from the cities to the smaller towns.
If you can find a smaller town, exactly.
If you can, yeah.
Yes.
But that's what the song was about, just how the small town was sort of dying. The school had to close up and the kids had to be bused to Odessa.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the United Church finally did not have enough people coming every Sunday, so they had to close that door, and those people would then go to Odessa to go to church or another town. And just there was plans of highways going through, taking farmers' property, you know, and just a lot of different little issues like that. And that's sort of what.
And being from the area, I know exactly what you mean. Exactly, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what inspired our number 2.
I see.
And that was the first record for our Family Brown. And from there, we went on and signed a record deal with RCA Records. And we had about, I don't know how many albums, 10 or 12, maybe more than that, with RCA.
And, of course, the famous Family Brown show.
And then the Family Brown show came afterwards as well at CGOH Ottawa, which at that time was a huge TV production company. They had the gallery. Galloping Gourmet and Walk with Yan and a lot of different productions that were done there, and we did our TV show there as well. And it never became, none of those shows actually became a, sort of a national show. They were syndicated. We were syndicated basically across maybe 90% of Canada.
Wow. Yeah.
So that helped us get more popular across Canada, and at that time, and then with the records happening on RCA and getting more record play or radio play, we started touring more and did tours down east and out west, and then that expanded to going down into the States.
I see.
And then eventually we went over to England and did a bunch of touring in England and Ireland. And
quite something for a little band from Ottawa.
Sure. Yeah, it was. Yes, it was it was pretty scary the first time to fly over to do a show.
I'd imagine, yeah.
Didn't know what to expect, but they were, the fans over there are very traditional country music followers. Yeah, it's incredible. Like when you talk about a country music club in Canada, you're talking about a nightclub.
Yes.
But in the UK, you're talking about
an auditorium.
People, an auditorium or a hall where people are members of that country music club. They meet once a week or once a month. They have a show come in and for entertainment, and they just meet, and they're all just huge fans of country music. So it's a completely different scene over there.
The little village where I lived and grew has been renamed to our number two. Small dot on the map is gone. How's anyone to know where he belongs? It's sad to see the small towns disappear. Why must they change a place we hold so dear? Little church where I knelt to pray has closed its doors forever, so they say. Oh, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away. An old man walks across the fertile land and worries about the new highway that's planned. And he recalls when he was just a lad, how hard he worked to clear the land with his dad. From the schoolyard there isn't any sound, for a school bus takes the kids to a larger town. And the old folks wonder where the money goes. There's nothing left for the government to close. It's sad to see the small towns disappear. Why must they change a place we hold so dear? Little church where I knelt to pray has closed its doors forever, so they say. Oh, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away. The church bell now rings its death toll, and the topsoil blows up the land. And a school flag flies at half-mast, and the old folks long for the past. It's sad to see the small towns disappear. Why must they change a place we hold so dear? The little church where I knelt to pray has closed its doors forever, so they say. Oh, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away. No, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away.
Music from my favorite bluegrass show.
Now look at me, baby, I'm all the way gone.
Can you hear the lonesome dove?
How
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with the most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st of 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Heavenly angel, I'm where I belong, right here in your arms.
So how about you? I'm hooked on bluegrass music. It's the only drug I use.
And yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that first part of a two-part interview with our good friend Barry Brown of the Family Brown. Now we are back here once again, and it's that time in the program to turn back the years to the golden voice of Canadian country music pioneer and legend, Papa Joe Brown. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door here on the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past Weekend. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open. I would like to share a song off an album that Papa Joe recorded many years ago called Always in Reach. This is what I believe to be a memorial album released in 1986 in honor of Papa Joe. With that, it's going to be a classic titled Always in Reach. And this to me is one of the most sentimental classics that Papa Joe ever recorded. Now this is also taken off the original 33 and a third album that my good friend and radio uncle Ray Chapisky gave me many years ago. So with that, let's turn back the years and relive an all-time classic recitation by Papa Joe Brown and an all-time classic called Always in Reach.
I wasn't too much of a man back then. I was too busy being everything else. From a beggar to a rich man and everywhere in between. I never spend time on the finer things of life, like a woman to love and a child to call mine. I've been rich 3 times and 4 times 4, and it sure looked like I was going to die with that score. But I remember so clearly, even to this day, the morning that my life was changed. I was lying in the gutter with a bottle in hand when I heard the voice of an elderly man. And I looked up from the gutter where I lay at a mountain of a man that stood between the sun and me. He pointed his finger at me long and thin, and in a craggy voice he said, you're him. So I raised myself from the depths of sin and filth where the cold wind swept. He said, rise to your height of goodness. I staggered to my feet as he watched me. Then he took me by the shoulders and at arm's length. He held me and looked me in the eye straight. And from his face of stone a wise smile grew. And once again he said, by God, it's you. Well, I didn't know quite what to say or do, so I brushed my jacket and finally mumbled out, who am I supposed to be and who are you? Again, his smile of wisdom just grew and grew. He said last night a vision came to me that today I would find the return of the new Jesus, but he would be disguised as a common bum. He pointed his finger at me and said, you're the one. He told me how he'd lived a life of sin, from bottle to bottle and woman to woman. Now he said, I've seen the light. And you know it's funny, I saw it in the dark of night. Now I've broken the bottle and I've forgotten the women. Gonna live right and make a new beginning. Gonna make something of myself before I die. And then he fell to his knees and began to cry. Well, I was quite impressed by this man's belief, and to tell him the truth would have made me a thief. So I lifted him up and said his prayers would be heard, and he walked away like a man who'd been cured. But he left behind something I'll never forget. He left a thought of me being the blessed, and he made me see for the very first time that God's in your soul, not just in the sky. He's always in reach. He's never too high.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour here at the Way Back with Johnny show on this great channel. With that mentioned, we are going to pay tribute to a collection of sacred gospel songs as we send us into the second hour here this morning. First of all, I would like to pay tribute to the Canadian country gentleman, once again, Tommy Hunter, a man who is very close to the family Brown and his all-time classic called Lice Mountain Railway. Then we'll follow with Ronnie Prophet, another dear friend of the family Brown. And Ronnie's got his classic, Canaan's Land, which is an old-time gospel favorite, which is live recorded from Branson. And then we'll wrap up this set and send us into the very top of the second hour with Papa Joe Brown and his family Brown once again in this old house. With that, I hope to talk to y'all on the other side of the 9 o'clock hour here this morning and say good morning to everybody listening in on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www. Asherox.com.
Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer so brave. We must make this run successful from the cradle right to the grave. Watch the curves, the hills and never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in God's grace forevermore. As you roll across the trestle, spanning Jordan's swelling tide, you behold the Union Depot into which your train will glide. There you'll meet the superintendent, God the Father and God the Son, with a hearty and joyous greeting, weary pilgrim, welcome home. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join us in God's grace forevermore. Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer so brave. We must make this run successful from the cradle to the grave.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way, praise Lord, I'm on my way.
If Dolly don't go, it won't hinder me. If Porter don't go, it won't hinder me. If Kenny don't go,
hinder me. I'm on my way, praise the Lord, I'm on my way. Let's sing.
I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way, praise the Lord, I'm on my way.
Don't truthful live. How can you ask forgiveness if you don't forgive? How can you ask for vision and walk around blind? You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine.
You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine.
Tell a little light thought of us by God's design.
You can't be a beacon if your light don't shine.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting saints.
Yeah, I'm getting ready.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Village where I lived in.
This is Barry Brown of the Family Brown, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back with Johnny. Keep listening, folks.
No, I can't believe God's moving.